During a commission meeting, Chairman Tim Lee told residents Cobb officials are working on a few more details before they can release funding information.
We don't want to put a document out there and then have to come back 2 days later and say, oh, by the way, we got to change $5 in this column, put $10 in this. So we want to make sure that when we come out, we have the right accurate numbers so that it reflects positively on the deal.
But Cobb resident Jan Barton expressed concern about residents being kept in the dark about the plan.
Nothing was said to the taxpayers of Cobb County until today and yesterday about this boondoggle.
Barton also raised worries about what the stadium will mean for county taxpayers.
What are the calculated costs in terms of added traffic delays, added bus transit costs, and impact to local businesses due to the added traffic congestion?
Lee says the county will work with the state to resolve traffic-related issues. Meanwhile, at this point, all four county commissioners support the proposal, but commissioners also remain silent on funding details. However, when asked what it will mean for taxpayers, Commissioner Joanne Burl says,
I don't think the general public and taxpayers have anything to worry about as far as any money coming out of their pockets.
On Monday, Cobb Chief Financial Officer Jim Pearson told WABE, funding specifics are still being worked out. But he said the funding would not come from the county's hotel-motel tax or a special-purpose local option sales tax. However, Pearson may have given a clue when speaking about Community Improvement District funding.
I know the Braves are going to be a major player in this, and the county as well. It will be located in the Cumberland CID area, which has its own tax mechanism, so they will be a major player in this process.
The Cobb Commission is expected to vote on a memorandum of understanding for the new stadium later this month. Michelle Worth, WABE News.